Zoe, an Iranian American's deja vu. Come on down.
A pro-revolutionary Iranian American immigrant. I watched from afar the exodus of Iranians soon after the regime had changed. No matter which country these Iranians landed in, or how few of their material possessions they could carry, most had brought with them a rich culture and a wealth of knowledge, masking their injured pride with fashionable garb. They were humbled to take whatever job would put food on their tables. High-ranking officials worked in small grocery stores. People holding PhDs found office jobs as clerks, and architects and engineers did basic construction or auto mechanics jobs. The list goes on. However, it did not take long for most of them to finally take their rightful place in the new community. While this country had offered them a second chance, most Iranians didn't simply take, but looked for opportunities to repay the favor. They took pride in serving their new country, be it as doctors, educators, or volunteers in their communities. But above all, they put all their efforts into raising a fantastic first generation. They were not alone. Millions of other newcomers to the United States have done the same, which is why our scientists, mathematicians, sports stars, and even winners of spelling bee are children of immigrants. Decades ago, I visited the Statue of Liberty, and the words written on it touched my heart. To Lady Liberty, the Iranian immigrants must have seemed neither poor nor the wretched refuse, or even homeless, not when their friends and relatives lovingly awaited their arrivals. But they were definitely the huddled masses yearning to breathe free, which was why she did not hesitate to lift her lamp beside the golden door for them. As our government tries to shut that golden door to new arrivals and pushes refugees back to where they came from, as it separates parents from their children and causes multiple casualties in the process, I can't help wondering if I'd missed the small print of an expiration date under that glorious plaque. Knowing too well the bitter realities of dictatorship and what it can do to a country, my deep-set anxieties of what seems to be another life are back. I have always appreciated this country for teaching me the meaning of freedom, equality, and democracy. What I remember of voting in Iran is a forced act that didn't seem to matter, whereas here, 4 decades ago, I voted for the first time, believing that my single vote did matter. It took years to discard the deep-set skepticism and believe in this beautiful American system. How can I throw all that away and go back to tolerating inequality, lack of freedom, and the plague-like spread of prejudice? Maybe our government's antics will succeed in taking away the trust I so gingerly put in those who govern my second country. Maybe the daily injustices will destroy my hopes for a better world. But if so, how am I supposed to continue loving this land?